and he were agreed. God's kingdom would dawn in their own day. Paul never met Jesus, but he did know, and had complicated relationships with, some of the men in the original circle around him. Peter, whom he calls Cephas, John, the son of Zebedee, James, the brother of Jesus, and perhaps as well some of those whom Paul eventually disdained as false brothers. From his own account, we see that Paul went up to confer with the Jerusalem leaders at least twice. Presumably he was attempting to coordinate his own message and mission with theirs, insisting that his ex-pagan pagans in the diaspora contribute to his fund drive for the saints at Jerusalem in order to provide them with much-needed financial support. Paul always maintained contact with this original community. Through him, we still, however distantly, hear them. Other sources, some familiar and others not, also aid us in this effort. Beyond the New Testament's collection of Paul's letters, we also have the canonical Gospels. Mark, Matthew, and Luke are called the synoptic or seen-together Gospels, because they are all somehow related to each other and tell different versions of what is recognisably the same story. And we have in addition the theologically laden and intriguingly different fourth Gospel, the Gospel of John. Crucially, we can also avail ourselves of part two of Luke's Gospel, namely the Acts of the Apostles. And we can nest these texts within a considerable collection of other less familiar ones. We have the works of Paul's elder contemporary, the Alexandrian Jewish intellectual Philo. We have the rich library of the Dead Sea Scrolls. We can turn to a wealth of Jewish inscriptions from the Western Greek-speaking diaspora, especially from those Jewish communities settled in Asia Minor, modern-day Turkey. Various Jewish revelations, both biblical texts like the prophecies of Daniel and now extra-biblical ones like Jubilees, a rewritten version of Genesis, likewise help us to fill in our picture. Paul does not stand alone. Framing all of these writings, however, and helping us to read them critically and carefully, we have the works of a singular author who serves us as an indispensable source. Priest, Pharisee, prophet, military leader, war captive, historian, Josephus. Josephus aids us in crucial ways in our quest for the assembly of Jesus' earliest followers in Jerusalem. Indeed, for almost three decades in this holy city, he and they would have been neighbours. Yosef ben Matityahu was born into an aristocratic priestly family in Jerusalem only a few years after Jesus had died there. His father would have served in the temple under Caiaphas, the high priest in office when Jesus was crucified. As a young man, Josephus likewise served in the temple. He was acquainted with those various sects or schools that shaped late Second Temple Judaism: Sadducees, Pharisees, Essenes, Zealots. He knew or knew of charismatic ascetics, wandering prophets, and various wonder workers. Among these, he numbered John the Baptizer and Jesus of Nazareth. He also knew about the community that had formed around Jesus' message and memory after his death. And Josephus played a major role in the catastrophe that brought about the end of that community and of the city and the temple that he had loved. Josephus fought in and lived through his people's war against Rome, which led to the destruction of Jerusalem. It is thanks to his survival that we have those writings that give us such unparalleled access to this period. The Jewish War, hereafter abbreviated BJ for Bellum Judicum, a history of the conflict composed shortly after the event, and the Antiquities of the Jews, hereafter AJ, a much larger and more ambitious history that begins with Genesis and ends with Josephus' own day. The former general, war captive and slave, passed the second half of his life in Rome as Flavius Josephus, allied to and supported by the household of the very same imperial family that had led the Roman siege of Jerusalem. Whatever he says about his own people in the period leading up to the war, and just like, as we shall see,